AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The man authorities say tried to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner has now been charged. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Cole Thomas Allen made his first court appearance in Washington. The California man has been charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We will apply the law fairly, and we will ensure that accountability is swift and certain. But we also should recognize what did not happen. Law enforcement did not fail. They did exactly what they are trained to do. This was not an accident. It was the result, as we know now, of preparation.
Blanche says Allen did not get near the president.
I want to make this clear. This man was a floor above the ballroom with hundreds of federal agents between him and the President of the United States.
Allen did not enter a plea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In the Middle East, regional officials say Iran's offering to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. But the proposal would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program, an offer President Trump seems unlikely to accept. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla have begun a four-day state visit to the U.S. with an immediate visit to the White House. Charles de Ledesma has more.
King Charles's trip comes amid strained transatlantic ties that are partly over disagreements between the UK government and President Trump over issues including the Iran war. Trump has praised Charles but criticised Prime Minister Keir Starmer for not supporting military action. The visit includes a White House state dinner and a speech to Congress. Concerns exist, though, about potential embarrassments, especially given Trump's recent contentious remarks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. A new human barrier broken.
Sebastian Sawe of Kenya has become the first person to break the fabled two-hour barrier in the marathon in a huge moment in sports history.
It means a lot to me in my life, and I'm so happy.
Sawe smashed the men's world record by 65 seconds in winning the London Marathon in 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 30 seconds.
We can run clean. And also ran fast.
The second place finisher, Yomif Kejelcha of Ethiopia, also dipped under 2 hours by crossing the line in 1:59.41 in his first ever marathon. Jacob Kiplimo of Uganda broke the previous world record time set by Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum in Chicago in 2023 by 7 seconds in finishing in 2 hours, 28 seconds. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.